Part 1. 1. A receptionist is organizing documents at a front desk in an office lobby. A. She is filing papers into a cabinet. B. She is answering a phone call at the desk. C. She is printing documents in a back room. D. She is watering plants near the entrance. 2. Employees are walking through a modern glass hallway in an office building. A. They are discussing plans near a meeting room. B. They are cleaning desks in an open workspace. C. They are repairing computers in a lab. D. They are moving boxes in a storage area. 3. A man is reviewing charts on a large screen in a conference room. A. He is writing notes on a whiteboard. B. He is distributing printed reports. C. He is adjusting a projector device. D. He is presenting data to colleagues. 4. A woman is standing at a checkout counter in a retail store. I. She is arranging products on shelves. B. She is scanning items for purchase. C. She is cleaning the store entrance. D. She is loading boxes into a cart. 5. A delivery truck is parked outside a warehouse loading dock. I. Workers are unloading packages carefully. B. Workers are repairing the building roof. C. Workers are inspecting office equipment. D. Workers are cleaning windows on the truck. 6. People are seated in rows inside a small lecture hall. A. They are taking notes during a presentation. B. They are leaving the building in a hurry. C. They are setting up chairs for an event. D. They are discussing schedules near a door.
Part 2. 7. Are you going to attend the quarterly meeting this afternoon?
A. Yes, I already confirmed my attendance. B. I think the report is on your desk. C. The elevator is under maintenance today.
8. Could you send me the updated file before noon?
A. I'll review it after lunch. B. Yes, I'll email it shortly. C. The printer is out of paper again.
9. Did the shipment arrive on schedule?
A. It should be delivered tomorrow morning. B. I prefer the blue version instead. C. The meeting room is fully booked.
10. Where should I place these documents?
A. You can leave them on my desk. B. The project deadline is next week. C. I already sent the invoice yesterday.
11. Is the conference room available right now?
A. No, it's reserved until 3. B. I forgot to bring my laptop. C. The cafeteria is serving lunch today.
12. How did the client react to the proposal?
A. They seemed quite satisfied overall. B. I left my notes in the office. C. The elevator was repaired yesterday.
13. Do you need help carrying those boxes?
A. No, I can manage on my own. B. The meeting starts at 10 sharp. C. I already booked the flight tickets.
14. When will the maintenance work be completed?
A. It should finish by tomorrow evening. B. I left the documents in your inbox. See. The weather is quite unpredictable today.
15. Can you join the training session tomorrow?
A. Yes, I've already registered. B. I need to reschedule my appointment. C. The report is almost finalized.
16. Why was the meeting postponed?
A. Several participants were unavailable. B. I think the file is corrupted. C. The office is closed on Fridays.
17. Could you clarify the instructions for me?
A. Sure, I'll explain it again. B. I already submitted the form online. C. The system update is in progress.
18. Are there any updates on the project timeline?
A. Yes, it has been extended slightly. B. I prefer working remotely today. C. The documents are in the archive.
19. Did you receive my email this morning?
A. Yes, I've just replied to it. B. The printer is out of service. C. I'll check the schedule later.
20. How long will the interview take?
A. Around 30 minutes, I believe. B. I left my notes at home. C. The system is currently offline.
21. Shall we move the deadline to next week?
A. That might give us more time. B. I already booked the venue. C. The files are stored securely.
22. Who is responsible for this report?
A. I believe it's assigned to Ken. B. The train arrives at 5. C. I prefer tea over coffee.
23. Can you check if the package was delivered?
A. I'll confirm with the courier. B. The lights were turned off. C. I'm not feeling well today.
24. Do you know where the manager is?
A. She's in a meeting right now. B. The document needs revision. C. I'll call you back later.
25. Would you like to reschedule our appointment?
A. Yes, sometime next week works. B. The presentation was well received. C. I need to review the budget first.
26. Is the Wi-Fi working properly in the office?
A. Yes, it seems stable now. B. I forgot my password again. C. The meeting starts in 5 minutes.
27. What time does the store close today?
A. At 8 o'clock this evening. B. I already sent the invoice. C. The elevator is out of order.
28. Are you available for a quick call now?
A. Yes, I can talk briefly. B. I'll send the file tomorrow. C. The system update is pending.
29. Did you finish reviewing the contract?
A. Almost, I'll complete it soon. B. The printer is not working. C. I prefer working remotely today.
30. Could you remind me of the deadline?
A. It's this Friday at noon. B. I already booked a taxi. C. The office lights were replaced.
31. How should we proceed with this issue?
A. Let's escalate it to the supervisor. B. I will take a short break now. C. The report is already finalized.
32. The meeting room has been reserved for the quarterly review at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
I will prepare the financial summary slides before then.
Please also confirm the attendance list with the reception desk. Q1. What will the woman most likely do next?
A. Send an email to clients. B. Prepare presentation materials. C. Cancel the reservation. D. Call the finance department.
Q2. Where is the meeting expected to take place?
A. In the cafeteria. B. In a meeting room. C. In the lobby. D. In a training center.
Q3. What does the man request?
A. A financial report. B. A list of attendees. C. A project update. D. A booking confirmation.
33. The shipment is expected to arrive earlier than scheduled due to improved logistics.
That will help us meet the product launch deadline.
I will notify the warehouse team immediately. Q1. What is the topic of discussion?
A. Marketing strategy. B. Shipment timing. C. Employee hiring. D. Software update.
Q2. Why is the delivery important?
A. It reduces shipping costs. B. It supports a launch schedule. C. It increases inventory space. D. It replaces old equipment.
Q3. Who will be informed next?
A. Warehouse team. B. Sales department. C. Customer support. D. External vendors.
34. A new software update will improve system stability and reduce downtime.
Should we install it across all departments at once?
Yes, but we should test it on one server first. Q1. What is being discussed?
A. Office relocation. B. System update. C. Staff training. D. Budget increase.
Q2. What is suggested before full installation?
A. Delete old files. B. Test on one server. C. Hire new staff. D. Replace hardware.
Q3. What benefit is mentioned?
A. Faster internet access. B. Lower electricity cost. C. Improved stability. D. Expanded storage space.
35. The cafeteria will introduce a new menu starting next week.
That should attract more employees during lunch hours.
We will also add vegetarian options. Q1. What is changing next week?
A. Office hours. B. Cafeteria menu. C. Building layout. D. Parking rules.
Q2. Why is the change introduced?
A. To reduce costs. B. To increase attendance. C. To shorten shifts. D. To limit options.
Q3. What new feature will be added?
A. Free drinks. B. Outdoor seating. C. Vegetarian meals. D. Online ordering.
36. The conference registration deadline has been extended by 1 week.
That gives more time for international participants.
We should update the website immediately. Q1. What is the announcement about?
A. Travel delays. B. Registration deadline. C. Speaker changes. D. Venue closure.
Q2. Why is the extension helpful?
A. Reduces costs. B. Allows more participation. C. Improves seating. D. Limits attendance.
Q3. What will be updated?
A. Website. B. Budget report. C. Speaker list. D. Catering plan.
37. The office printer is running low on ink again this week.
I will order replacement cartridges today.
Please choose the high capacity version this time. Q1. What is the problem?
A. Broken computers. B. Low ink supply. C. Internet outage. D. Missing documents.
Q2. What will the woman do?
A. Repair printer. B. Order supplies. C. Cancel meeting. D. Replace staff.
Q3. What type of product is requested?
A. Standard ink. B. High capacity ink. C. Color paper. D. Cleaning kit.
38. The training session will focus on improving customer communication skills.
I think new employees will benefit the most.
Experienced staff are also encouraged to join. Q1. What is the main topic?
A. Customer communication. B. Product design. C. Budget planning. D. Office relocation.
Q2. Who benefits most according to the woman?
A. Managers. B. New employees. C. Clients. D. Suppliers.
Q3. Who is encouraged to participate?
A. External partners. B. Only interns. C. Experienced staff. D. Customers.
39. The parking lot will be closed for maintenance this weekend.
I will inform all employees in advance.
Thank you, that will help avoid confusion. Q1. What is being closed?
A. Entrance gate. B. Parking area. C. Office floor. D. Meeting room.
Q2. What will the woman do?
A. Send notification. B. Repair vehicles. C. Change schedule. D. Cancel maintenance.
Q3. Why is the information important?
A. To avoid confusion. B. To increase sales. C. To reduce staff. D. To expand space.
40. A new supplier has been selected for office stationery.
Their pricing is more competitive than the previous vendor.
We should place the first order this week. Q1. What is the topic?
A. Supplier change. B. Office renovation. C. Staff training. D. Software upgrade.
Q2. What is mentioned about the supplier?
A. Higher pricing. B. Faster delivery. C. Better pricing. D. Limited products.
Q3. What will happen next?
A. Order placement. B. Contract cancellation. C. Staff meeting. D. Price increase.
41. The elevator in Building B is currently out of service.
I will post notices on each floor.
Please also inform the maintenance team. Q1. What is the issue?
A. Broken elevator. B. Water leak. C. Power outage. D. Fire alarm.
Q2. What will the woman do?
A. Repair elevator. B. Post notices. C. Close building. D. Replace staff.
Q3. Who should be informed?
A. Customers. B. Maintenance team. C. Marketing team. D. Delivery drivers.
42. The company will sponsor an online workshop next month.
Employees can join remotely from any location.
Registration details will be sent by email. Q1. What is being organized?
A. Workshop. B. Office party. C. Product launch. D. Job interview.
Q2. How can employees participate?
A. In person only. B. Remotely. C. By phone call. D. By mail.
Q3. How will information be delivered?
A. Printed brochure. B. Email. C. Phone call. D. In-person meeting.
43. The marketing team is reviewing customer feedback from last quarter.
Several suggestions will be implemented in the next release.
That should improve user satisfaction. Q1. What is being reviewed?
A. Financial report. B. Customer feedback. C. Employee records. D. Inventory list.
Q2. What will happen next?
A. Suggestions implemented. B. Office relocation. C. Staff reduction. D. Budget cut.
Q3. What is expected to improve?
A. Delivery speed. B. User satisfaction. C. Office size. D. Equipment cost.
44. The library will extend its opening hours during exam season.
That will help students prepare more effectively.
Additional staff will also be scheduled. Q1. What is changing?
A. Library hours. B. Exam format. C. Tuition fees. D. Course list.
Q2. Why is the change made?
A. Reduce costs. B. Help students prepare. C. Limit access. D. Replace staff.
Q3. What additional measure is taken?
A. Free books. B. Extra staff schedule. C. Online exams. D. Closed weekends.
44. The university administration announces that the main library will extend its opening hours during the examination period beginning next week. Students will be able to access study rooms until midnight on weekdays and until 10 p.m. on weekends. Renovation work on the third floor will continue, so certain sections will remain unavailable until further notice. Q1.
A. The library will reduce its capacity during weekends. B. The library will extend its opening hours. C. The library will close during weekdays. D. The library will relocate to another building.
Q2.
A. Study rooms will be unavailable permanently. B. Study rooms will close earlier on weekends. C. Study rooms will be available until late hours. D. Study rooms will be used for staff meetings only.
Q3.
A. Renovation is completed on the first floor. B. Some areas remain closed temporarily. C. All floors are fully accessible. D. Construction will begin next month.
45. A logistics company informs clients that due to severe weather conditions at the Northern Distribution Hub, shipment processing will experience delays throughout the day. Priority deliveries will be redirected through an alternative facility located in the eastern region. Customers are advised to check real-time tracking updates for revised arrival estimates. Q1.
A. Shipments will arrive earlier than scheduled. B. Shipments will be delayed due to weather. C. Shipments will be canceled permanently. D. Shipments will be rerouted internationally only.
Q2.
A. All deliveries will stop permanently. B. Priority deliveries will be redirected. C. Deliveries will be handled manually only. D. Deliveries will remain unchanged.
Q3.
A. Customers should ignore tracking updates. B. Customers should rely on printed schedules. C. Customers should check tracking information. D. Customers should visit the warehouse in person.
46. A healthcare provider announces the launch of a new appointment system designed to reduce waiting times at outpatient clinics. Patients will now receive automated reminders and can reschedule visits through a mobile application. Walk-in availability will be limited during peak hours to prioritize scheduled appointments. Q1.
A. A new appointment system is introduced. B. Clinics will reduce medical services. C. Clinics will close permanently. D. Clinics will increase emergency fees.
Q2.
A. Patients can only visit without booking. B. Patients can receive reminders and reschedule digitally. C. Patients must call every hour. D. Patients must visit in person to reschedule.
Q3.
A. Walk-in visits will be prioritized. B. Scheduled visits will be limited priority. C. Walk-in visits will be restricted during busy hours. D. All visits will require emergency approval.
47. An international hotel chain announces a temporary closure of its rooftop restaurant due to scheduled maintenance of ventilation systems. Guests will be offered complimentary breakfast at the ground floor dining area during this period. The rooftop facility is expected to reopen after 2 weeks of inspection and upgrades. Q1.
A. The rooftop restaurant is closed temporarily. B. The hotel is closing permanently. C. The restaurant is expanding operations. D. The restaurant is moving floors.
Q2.
A. Guests receive free breakfast at a different area. B. Guests must pay extra for meals. C. Guests must leave the hotel for meals. D. Guests receive dinner vouchers only.
Q3.
A. Reopening is scheduled after inspection. B. Reopening is canceled indefinitely. C. Reopening occurs immediately. D. Reopening depends on guest demand.
48. A technology company announces that system maintenance will occur overnight, affecting access to its cloud-based services for several hours. Users are encouraged to save their work in advance and avoid scheduled deployments during the maintenance window. Full service restoration is expected by early morning. Q1.
A. Services will be upgraded during the night. B. Services will remain unchanged. C. Services will be permanently discontinued. D. Services will expand globally immediately.
Q2.
A. Users should avoid saving data. B. Users should prepare in advance. C. Users should increase system load. D. Users should uninstall applications.
Q3.
A. Restoration is expected in the afternoon. B. Restoration is expected in early morning. C. Restoration is not planned. D. Restoration depends on user requests.
49. A public transportation authority announces adjustments to train schedules due to infrastructure inspection work along the coastal rail line. Several express services will be replaced with local stops during peak commuting hours. Passengers should check updated timetables before traveling. Q1.
A. Train schedules will be modified. B. Train services will stop permanently. C. Train routes will expand internationally. D. Train fares will be reduced only.
Q2.
A. Express services will be increased. B. Express services will be replaced with local stops. C. Express services will be suspended permanently. D. Express services will operate faster.
Q3.
A. Passengers should ignore schedules. B. Passengers should check updated timetables. C. Passengers should avoid travel entirely. D. Passengers should purchase annual passes.
50. A pharmaceutical company announces the release of updated safety guidelines for a recently approved medication following post-market surveillance findings. Healthcare professionals are advised to review dosage recommendations carefully before prescribing. Distribution continues without interruption under regulatory supervision. Q1.
A. A medication has been recalled permanently. B. Safety guidelines have been updated. C. Production has been halted indefinitely. D. Medication is no longer regulated.
Q2.
A. Doctors should ignore dosage changes. B. Doctors should review dosage carefully. C. Doctors should increase dosage automatically. D. Doctors should stop prescribing medication.
Q3.
A. Distribution has been suspended. B. Distribution continues normally. C. Distribution is restricted globally. D. Distribution is outsourced.
51. A university announces the introduction of a new online registration system for elective courses to improve enrollment efficiency and reduce administrative delays. Students will be assigned priority time slots based on academic standing. System access will be gradually expanded over the next semester. Q1.
A. A new registration system is introduced. B. Courses will be removed permanently. C. Enrollment will become manual only. D. Tuition fees will increase.
Q2.
A. Students register randomly. B. Students receive priority time slots. C. Students register by lottery only. D. Students must register in person only.
Q3.
A. Access expands immediately. B. Access is reduced permanently. C. Access expands gradually next semester. D. Access is limited to staff only.
52. An airport authority reports temporary disruptions in baggage handling services due to software upgrades in the automated sorting system. Passengers may experience longer waiting times at arrival terminals. Additional staff have been deployed to assist with manual processing during peak hours. Q1.
A. Baggage services are faster than usual. B. Baggage services are disrupted temporarily. C. Baggage services are fully automated without issues. D. Baggage services are outsourced internationally.
Q2.
A. Waiting times will decrease significantly. B. Waiting times may increase. C. Waiting times will be eliminated. D. Waiting times remain unchanged.
Q3.
A. Staff have been reduced. B. Staff have been reassigned elsewhere. C. Additional staff support operations. D. Staff are on strike.
53. A city cultural center announces that due to high demand, reservations for upcoming exhibitions will now require advance booking through an online portal. Same-day entry will be limited depending on capacity. Visitors are encouraged to plan visits ahead of time to ensure admission. Q1.
A. Walk-in entry is fully unrestricted. B. Advance booking is required. C. Exhibitions are permanently closed. D. Tickets are distributed randomly.
Q2.
A. Same-day entry is unlimited. B. Same-day entry depends on capacity. C. Same-day entry is prohibited always. D. Same-day entry is prioritized.
Q3.
A. Visitors should plan ahead. B. Visitors should avoid planning. C. Visitors should arrive randomly. D. Visitors should ignore booking rules.